Movie making depends more and more on the dance of digits. Films are edited digitally, they get their sound digitally, and in just the past few years, movies are using technology that changes color without fancy lighting or painted sets.
That work is revolutionizing the look of films, and it's done by only a handful of major companies. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg visited one of the color maestros.
In a big, dark room in Santa Monica, a 40-something fellow hovers over a digital workstation called Da Vinci. With a palette of keys and dials, Stefan Sonnenfeld is a Da Vinci of movies.
So right now I'm taking this initial image. It's kind of a just right off the truck. And then I'm slowly manipulating the skin tone.
Because she was green before.
Because she was green before. And I'm trying to get some nice contrast right now. And I'm getting some color out of the black.
So digital coloring specialist Sonnenfeld is working on the forthcoming film Diary of a Shopaholic. He's loaded the film into his computer. And now he and a Hollywood client, Pat Sandston, project some test shots onto a big screen and fiddle with colors. Changing skin tones is just one of Stefan's talents. He can also change the weather, go from sunny to snowy in a blink.
Okay, so, Pat, this is a
snow test, because this was a 60-degree day in New York.
Right.
So we just want to cool it off and make it feel, you know, wintry in New York, exactly. There you go.
Producer Sandston is experimenting with the look of the test footage in Stefan's studio before the real shooting starts.
This just gives you so many choices. And this is a tool that helps you fix a lot of production issues.
Contrast is good.
I think we'd be warmer in the stores, and then, yeah, that looks good.
The sky changes during the shoot? Not a problem. The color yellow? Not quite right? Change it to magenta.
It's basically amped up Photoshop in a high-resolution format. It's easy to do it on a frame or a still, like on your laptop sort of thing.
But when you have hours and hours of images that you need to manipulate for a feature film,
that's the difficult part.
So enter Sonnenfeld and his Da Vinci. This technique has been used in TV ads and on MTV for some time. But in the past few years, full-length movies have gotten into the act. You know how they airbrush those glam images in fashion magazines? Well, digital coloring turns the airbrush into a tornado. It can erase frown lines, eliminate 5 o'clock shadow with a digital shave. Tom Cruise became a fan when he worked with Stefan on Mission Impossible 3.
And I don't think Tom had ever experienced this color correction process before. So when he came in here and realized we could manipulate images and his image too, he was so interested, and we spent time manipulating stuff to make everybody look good or better or
so
worse.
So did you get rid of his double chin or couple of wrinkles under the eye?
Tom is ripped, so he doesn't need the double chin fix. But we did spend time on his close-ups and others, and that's what we do here. That's the whole point of this process.
Listen, I want to help you get whatever you want, but you got to do what's right.
In fact, some stars have digital coloring written into their contracts. And Sonnenfeld says 95% of all films are color corrected now, scene by scene, which makes Stefan Sonnenfeld one of the most influential Hollywood artists we've never heard of.
And we actually don't take credit. This is the first time I think a lonely colorist like me gets a chance to speak to an audience about that.
In his lonely studio, Stefan has dabbled with color on Dreamgirls, Pirates of the Caribbean 1, 2, and 3. There were 2,200 visual effects in that one. Also, Into the Wild, National Treasure, and this film, Sweeney Todd.
Benjamin Barker.
No Barker. Sweeney Todd now. And he will have his revenge. Who's my wife?
She's gone.
And here's the actual raw film. Okay, so it's actually brighter and warmer. And what I've done to it is that...
You took away its color.
Yeah.
You know what it looks like, what you've done? It looks as if they're living people, and through your manipulation, you have drained them of their blood, really.
And Tim absolutely wanted that, but not ghastly and not completely devoid of any kind of humanity.
Director Tim Burton got what he wanted. His London is a moving ash heap. except for the blood that his vengeful demon barber Sweeney Todd extracts from his clients. That blood is an ungodly color, so red it assaults the eye. Directors and stars like digital coloring, but a costume designer we know says she hates it. She spends all this time getting the clothing colors just right, and then they come in and tweak everything. Stefan says there were studio executives who used to have similar objections.
There were people who literally said, "We will never do this process. We will never let you do this. We want to have total control, and this gives filmmakers too much flexibility."
But he points out color correction saves setup time on location, saves money and effort.
But it's so dishonest.
Not really. I think everybody appreciates the fact that we try and do the right thing.
I was hoping you'd say no, it's the magic of movies.
It's the magic of movies. There it is.
Are you ready, Norma?
It is the magic of movies.
All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
Gloria Swanson said it in black and white in 1950, but digital coloring specialist Stefan Sonnenfeld could rainbow up her close-ups with the click of a key for today's Sunset Boulevard. I'm Susan Stanford, NPR News.